Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Women regret one-night stands.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. But not enough to stop doing them. According to this, they don't learn from them. Women tend to regret the one-night stands, like, much more than men.
Of course.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's like for a dude, they're more mad if they pass up the opportunity because opportunity doesn't happen.
Yes,
it doesn't present itself as often. Whereas a woman, she's like, oh, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, if the chick's ugly, like, a guy's not going to regret it. He goes, oh, I still have the sex.
I still had sex, yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Guys are gross.
Yeah.
And for him to be like, oh, I nailed an ugly girl. Who cares? I mean, it's just rude. Just, you know, she's a nice girl.
It's a tally mark.
But a girl's going to regret that.
Yes.
She might not even count that guy.
And they're more likely to regret it, obviously, because in those situations where they're just having a casual sex one-night stand or whatever, they're unlikely to have the big O.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen that often. So that's another thing. So if the sex is bad, they'll regret it.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe because they gave it up too fast or they think, oh, maybe they're not going to be a relationship, whatever.
I'm sure my one-night stand regretted hers.
You had a one-night stand?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
When?
Yeah. I don't think they're...
after I cheated, I met a girl. We had a one-night stand and I never talked to her again, but I'm sure she regrets it.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember everything. I remember everything.
But what kind of woman would do that to you?
She was drunk.
What? You had to be drunk.
I was drunk, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was super drunk.
Oh, she must have had, like, beer binoculars on.
I mean, I guess she just wanted to try. Like, I mean, she knew who I was.
She wanted
to
try this. Okay.
She wanted to peek into Daniel.
I mean, she thought I was cute, I guess, but I don't know.
You're cute in kind of like a frozen troll way.
I'm sure she regretted it.
You know them trolls? You're cute for, like, a crude.
I'm sure she regretted it, though.
Oh, absolutely. Because you never talked to her again.
No, never did. We never talked to each other ever again.
Well, it says here, you know, here's the thing. 35% of women tend to feel guilty after having casual or one-night stand, right? To the point where they're like, oh, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I did that. But then they make the same mistake again, according to this thing. They don't learn from it.
No, they think it'll be better the next time.
Yeah.
It's like
a
dog, right? They don't learn.
No, they don't.
I don't want to compare them to dogs. I was trying to think of something else that doesn't learn. You know what I mean? Like, dogs don't.
No, dogs don't keep doing the same thing.
Over and over and over again.
Yes.
Like, don't eat the underwear. Don't eat the underwear. And they'll just continue to eat the underwear. And then, because they get sick, and then they puke up underwear.
Ugh.
Only 20% of men regretted it. But more men were annoyed by their decision to turn it down.
Yeah.
That's what haunted them.
It doesn't present itself often.
All right. Are there any dudes out there where you're like, man, I can't believe I turned it down. I cannot believe. Where you regret it. What is that situation? Daniel, have you ever? Probably haven't.
No. I got lucky with the first one.
All right. First one. Is there an opportunity where you turned it down?
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever presented to me, and I'm like, I'm not feeling this.
Really? You never turned it down? Maybe just awkward situation? Maybe you were kind of with a girl, but you weren't super serious, and you're trying to be faithful to her, but then this other chick came around?
No, look at me. Look at Daniel. We're not turning stuff down.
No, I'm not turning it down. If a girl wants to have a one-night stand, she's going to have her one-night stand.
Even now, right?
Yes, even now.
Even though you're in a relationship.
Yeah, but it's fine.
These opportunities don't come very often to us.
So you're taking it.
I'm taking advantage of it.
I gotcha. That's very interesting. Any dudes out there, maybe you regret it? Maybe you did something with a girl and you're like, ooh, I regret that. Because maybe you got something down there. You know what I mean? Maybe you got an STD.
Would suck. Okay, ooh. Yo.
Right?
Yeah.
Got her pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that happens a lot. That has to happen a lot.
Right? Situations like that, where you're like, dang it. All for that, just, you know, I don't know, 4 minutes of fun. All of a sudden, there's a bun in the oven, or you got like, a nasty-ass disease. What about that? You guys never? No, probably not.
No, I'm not lucky enough to get a disease.
Yeah, you guys' DNA is questionable. Let's go to Jerry. Yes, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? You ever regret it?
Yeah, man. You know, Oh yeah, shoot. You know, I still toss and turn at night, man. Thinking about it, my little hottie, man, she was so hot, and it would have been the hottest girl in my whole life. And man, I was too wasted, and I was watching the Spurs game, and I was like, I ain't gonna go spend money on an Uber just to get some food. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna chill. And dude, I should have just did it, because now you see her post. She's all,
now you see all these posts, and you're like, I can't believe I didn't do it. Yeah. I'm such a dumbass.
Yeah, I ended up unfollowing her, man, because it was just like
haunting you.
Yeah,
it was. Like, it got so bad.
Yes.
What, the Spurs? What an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? At least was it a championship season?
It was. They were, you know, it was just, you know, when the Spurs had the trio, and they're barely. They still had like one more.
All right, would you, if you could go back, would you rather watch the Spurs win the championship or nail that girl?
Now I would be like, the hell with it. I watched them win 3 or 4 championships.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Justin. What's up? All right, Justin, thank you so much. Why does it go to a calculator? This is the weirdest phone system. It immediately went to a calculator. Like, what the hell? What a piece of crap. What's up, Ruffus?
Hi. The only thing you turn down, you turn them face down.
Oh.
Is it that bad? I mean.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, face down. That's the only thing you
turn
down.
There you go, man. I'm a
so you never turn down a Philly?
No.
All right. What about, have you ever regretted one, though?
Feel bad,
What about this? You ever done it with an old gal and then you regretted it?
No.
I don't know. What are some farm STDs that you can get? Are there any of those? I got the chicken waffles.
That,
or whatever it's called.
Because, you know, that stuff might not be too bad.
You did your own thing.
What's up? Chicken Joe.
Bok, what's happening, fellas?
What is happening?
So, hey, you know how it is. Trucking out here, baby.
That's right.
So, there was one time I DJ'd a friend's party, and the girl who was dancing for me, who was a go-go dancer, she met up with me outside. We were drinking, and she was just like, man, I'm looking for some D. And I was like, looked around, and I was the only one there. She was so hot. She's now a Suicide Girl model. And I just chickened out.
Joe, no.
Why did you chicken out? Get it? Chicken.
It happened back in the day before I gained my confidence. And, like, she was just so pretty. I couldn't. I chickened out about it. And I regret that to this day.
God.
Even Holly knows about it.
Yeah.
Man.
She regrets it for you, too. She probably thinks you're a dumbass for not doing
it. Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%.
Damn, dude. Do you ever 100%. See her? You ever see her anymore?
She moved to Australia, but I still follow her on Tumblr and all the other sites. And I chit-chat
that's
with her every
creepy.
Now and then. But, yeah, no, I missed opportunity.
That's too bad.
Jeez, that sucks. Because those Suicide Girls are hot.
You had a chance to go down under, and you didn't. Sean, what's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
I want to talk about one that I regretted that I did.
Yes.
Super, super hot girl. Never seen her before. She was in the area. I was a bouncer at this bar, and ended up taking her home, and she spent the night with me. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, fire chick. Wake up in the morning, and she's like, I got to hustle out. I got to go. She tells me she's married.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, wow. That sucks. And then she says, I just moved here from Hawaii. My husband was stationed out there.
Oh,
and I come to find out that the guy does live back in the area, but I went to high school with him. He was on my football team,
and I
didn't know what to do. So I'm sitting there feeling guilty as all get out. And luckily, she was a super hooker, I guess, because about a week later, she hooked up with some other guy, and they ended up breaking up because of that. So I didn't have to admit it.
Oh, that's right. No, so nice. Yeah. Wow, and this guy was serving our country.
Got out of the whipsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I felt terrible. I felt like the most horrible person in the world.
You probably still feel bad, or are you over it?
Well, if it ever, if I think about it, I mean, this is probably 9 years ago,
gotcha.
But when I think about it, I feel bad about it. It's like, man, I still feel like I sucked. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah, so
but
you shouldn't feel that bad about
I
it.
I mean, what do they call that? The girls that cheat in the military?
Oh, just there's straight up whores.
No, they have a
no,
name, for,
a name
it.
For it.
Oh,
how do you not know you are in the military?
Well, I just called them whores.
No. Like, no.
Judies or something like that.
Judies?
I don't know. It's, no. It's a, I can't remember. It's a name.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, so it's not turning down, but rather regretting the experience.
Yes.
It was my second semester in college. I was with this one girl, and I was her first. But she was very persistent on saving herself from marriage. So she suggested to go from the back.
Oh, so she was like, hey, I'm saving that part for my husband, but you can have the friend, the ugly friend.
Worst part is that she didn't have anything.
Yeah, yeah. We understand. There's some bad. Yes, yes.
It was gross.
So she was saving. She's saving. I'm saving my pretty parts for my husband, but you can have my ugly ass monster friend. I wonder how many times do you think she did that, sir, where she gave up the monster, but you know what I mean?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you because after that night, I didn't speak to her ever again.
What's up, King?
What's going on, Billy? How you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Doing good. So, you know, like I had it too where I had this one girl. I had seen her before. Never thought I would ever get the chance. I got the chance. I'm going, and I regret it to this day because it was like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
What, sir? Oh.
What?
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And they are called Judies. You were close.
Judy.
Or Jodies.
Jodies.
Oh, I never knew. I swear to God, I never knew.
How do you serve our country and then not know what
well,
the women
cheat?
Well,
because I never got cheated out of the military.
Let's go to Jose. Yes, Jose.
What's up, man? I ever go banging my wife. Because I banged her and I kept banging her, and now I'm married and I can't bang nobody else.
And you regret that deeply, right?
Dude, I'm just like I agree with Derek.
I agree with Derek. He agrees with you, Derek.
Thank you.
What's up, Justin?
Did it, regretted it. Had a kid, got married. He's going to be 19 this year. Found out about 3 weeks ago he's not mine.
No!
Oh. My goodness. Wow.
The trauma.
That's awesome.
My heart goes out to you.
Golly. 19 years?
Oh, yeah. It's just so, yeah. It's
married
so
16.
Unfair.
He's about to be 19.
You were married 16 years.
So unfair.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is why Billy and I have always advocated
life,
for mandatory
DNA tests
at the hospital.
I think every man, if you protect yourself, get a DNA test.
Yeah, just protect yourself. And you can do it on the low. Your chick doesn't even have to know.
No, and Justin, obviously, I mean, do you have a good relationship with your son?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have two other kids also, so, I mean, everything is cool. I mean,
how did you find out?
Devastating to that kid, too.
That's a 16-year-old lie.
How did you find out? Can I turn the Sarah McLachlan music on?
You can. Have control of that.
The dad got out of prison and made contact after we moved out of that state, and that's how I found out.
Well, how did you not know?
I don't one night stand. I don't know.
He didn't know that they had hooked up.
Oh.
But the guy had apparently.
So what was the window? Yeah. Like how many days in between the two Raws?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. All I know is, you know, a little while later it was I'm pregnant and I was like, cool, you know, let's do this. And we did it. And I was in the military and I was home on leave. And a couple years later I came home and we drove to Vegas, got married. And then, you know, I left again and it was just back and forth. So
are you still married?
Today.
Okay. Do you want to, okay.
Legally today we are.
How did that change your relationship with her?
Because she knew. So that was
a 19-year lie. She knew that lie is old as balls. That is
long gone.
Is
stuff.
Suri, that is the scariest story I've ever heard because she kept that lie, right? And just walked around with her head up in the air. And she knew
for
19 years that you were not the father, and she led you to believe that you were the dad.
Oh yeah, good times, man, fun.
God, did she just say, "Hey, we're pregnant, congrats"?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh man,
I was excited about it. I was like, "Cool, man." Well, you know, ever in the military, you know, that's another dependent, more pay, yep, all that. So it's kind of like, cool, let's do it. So,
damn, are you going
to
divorce her?
I'd like to juice that bank account.
Yeah, are you going to divorce her?
Duh.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I love that answer.
Yes, good.
I love that answer. Does she know you're going to divorce her?
Yeah. It's been discussed in the past 3 weeks.
Golly. Man, wow. And what does she not want a divorce?
I don't know. I don't.
Well, how was your relationship until you got the news that your kid, you know, a 19-year-old, is not yours? How was your marriage during those 16 years?
It's whatever. I live on the road, so you know, I'm never there. We operate apart from each other. So
okay, so this is,
you know,
that
when I come home, it's, you know, quiet and all that. So it's kind of just long time coming,
dude. Dude,
that still
dude,
sucks.
Dude.
No, I feel
dude.
Bad.
I know. I feel bad. But
no,
you got,
I don't feel bad.
You got two kids.
It applied to the call-in, so here I am.
Well, now, does your son want to have a relationship with his biological donor?
No, not at all.
Yeah. What was he in prison for?
Cocaine sales and distribution, I'm imagining. That's what I'm being told.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, and how do you know? Because everything's been a lie. Did you DNA test your other kids?
Oh, I don't need to. That's like mirrored images.
Okay, I got you.
Really.
Okay. That's, man.
I hate hearing I don't need to, because yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
As your representation,
even if they
I would
look like you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.